Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hear the latest? Did you see it? We posted about it on our social media feed. Brock Purdy practicing, limited, looking like he might potentially play.
Ooh.
That's kind of surprising. After the show we just had a couple days ago, when we talked to Brian Baldinger, when we talked to Lorenzo Neal, former athletes who have had turf toe and dealt with it and said that it's not going to go away. The fact that after just 1 week off, he is already practicing, you could take it one or two ways. Wow, maybe it wasn't that bad, and maybe we were overreacting, and they were just being extremely cautious. Could be. That could be it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Or he's rushing back. The team's rushing him back. and they're not protecting him very well. There is no in-between in that scenario, as far as I'm concerned. When Ian Rappaport, who is more tapped in than anyone else in the NFL, he gets all of his sources directly from the source. He is tapped in. When he comes on and says, minimum 2 to 5 weeks, that's a little bit more serious. If he just said, a week and maybe two, okay, I could relive that. But the fact that it was 2 to 5, it's got to be a little bit more serious. And the fact that he might even start on Sunday or be a backup, quite frankly, it's a little insane.
Well, it sounded like to me, some of the people that were tweeting things out about, like, oh, he could be a backup, I think it was lacking context, because it sounds like they meant emergency third string quarterback. Because last week, the Niners didn't have an emergency third string quarterback.
And it's who? Adrian Martinez, right? Is the guy right now that would be? Okay.
Okay, but I guess I have a bunch of questions. Number one, like, how's he feeling today? Does he practice today at all? You know, let's figure that out. Number two, what is the rush? Can I just ask, like, what's the rush? After you see the severity of the Joe Burrow injury and every single person, doctor, athlete, etc., tells you, like, this is an injury you want to be really cautious with. What is the rush? Well, we all agree he's better than Mac. We all agree.
Yes.
He's not losing his job to Mac.
Yes.
Okay? We all agree he's the franchise quarterback. We all agree can't have this happen, you know, where he can re-aggravate himself down the line. Don't want this to linger into later on in the year or possibly next year. Like, everyone's in agreement. What is the rush? Now, I'm not saying that they're being reckless, and I'm not saying Brock's being reckless. I'm just asking, like, what are we rushing? Like, to me, I think it's almost borderline crazy to think that he could play in this game on Sunday. And I would say, if he does play Sunday, wow. What are we doing? What are we doing if he plays on Sunday? Because if he goes down, we're in trouble. That's number one. And what kind of an investment insurance are you having? Like, no, I want to take this as slow and as pragmatic as possible. And there's no guarantee you will ever get to 100% health. No one's at 100% healthy. I'm not saying that. But I don't understand what the rush is. Mac Jones winning that game on Sunday bought you more time. Even if you lose to the Cardinals, your season's not over. Even if Mac Jones looks terrible, your season's not over. I don't understand the rush whatsoever.
Shanahan, he had a back and forth yesterday at the media on Purdy's injury progress.
He's progressing well with his toe injury.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't limited last week, so yeah, he does have a chance.
Possibility that he could be the emergency backup on Sunday?
Yes.
All right, the emergency backup, which would be the third string in that scenario, how they labeled it, because if he was just going to be a backup, that would make zero sense. Like, if he's good enough to be a backup, then he's good enough to just play the game itself, as far as I'm concerned. But the emergency, right?
No.
No?
No, there's plenty of times where I've seen guys, like, I'm healthy enough for a small period of time, but playing the full game and everything, like, nah, you're there. Again, emergency is different. Like, emergency is starter goes down, as in Mac would be the starter in that particular game, not just overall. And then your backup goes down, and then boom, you're the emergency. Like, that's different from being, like, fully healthy to participate in the entire game.
I just feel like if we're viewing him as the franchise quarterback, like every other franchise quarterback in the NFL, you are protecting this guy and moving heaven and earth to make sure that he does not re-aggravate or make this injury worse by any stretch of the imagination. They're doing that in Kansas City. They're doing that in Baltimore. They're doing that in Buffalo. They're doing that. Hell, they nipped that thing in the bud real quick in Cincinnati. They said, okay, this thing needs surgery. We're not going to wait. Boom, right there. Joe Burrow, you're out the next 3 months. Jake Browning, go get him. I just feel like if you make him the highest paid player in the history of the organization, you have to be 1,000% sure that this thing... No, seriously, though. Like, you have to be 1,000% sure that this thing is not going to, you know, all of a sudden just snap like that. When we put him out there, for as much as we talked about Christian McCaffrey and his touches, and rightfully so, I'm kind of feeling the same thing when it comes to Brock Purdy and easing him back after this injury.
I'm treating him the same way I would treat Fred Warner at the end of last year. I did not want Fred Warner hurting his foot even more so that it could possibly bleed into this year. Now, that was a lost year. It was the end of the year. Like, whatever. Like, you could throw that out the window. So deactivating someone for a couple of games, you know, it doesn't have the same exact feel as right now. Same thing with Nick Bosa. How many times have they sat Nick Bosa at the beginning or middle of a season for whatever oblique injury, groin, things that he's had. The whole point is, yeah, I would love for you to be able to play this weekend, but I have to take the big picture view on this. And it's the same thing with Brock Purdy. So it's not just player specific. I did this with Debo. I've done this with Kittle. I've done this with Bosa. And those guys' jobs weren't at stake. And Purdy's job's not at stake because Mac looks good or serviceable for a couple of weeks. Take the long-term approach. I think it would be borderline reckless to start him in this game.
Now, all that being said, I would be shocked if he does play in this game Sunday. I'm just going to throw it out there. I would be very surprised to see Brock Purdy this week. I think, at minimum, this gives me an inkling, Joe, or inkling, that next week he could return. And that case, okay, that makes sense. That's 2 weeks. That was the minimum that Rappaport reported, 2 to 5 weeks. Okay, I can get on board with that. I am going back in my mind to what Baldy kept saying about that turf deal. We have the sound from Brian Baldinger, obviously NFL Network, R95.7 The Game, NFL Insider. Baldy breakdowns every single Tuesday, 7:30, best in the business, on how the 49ers handle Brock's turf toe.
You can play. I mean, there's varying degrees of turf toe, okay? There's some where you can't walk. Literally, you can't put any weight on your foot. There's some where you can play a game. There's ways to get, but it's almost impossible to practice with this turf toe. It's just too painful. And so I think that's going to be a factor, is when can Brock Purdy practice? I think he can go out there within a week or two, probably, because it doesn't sound like it's as serious as Burrow. Regardless, I don't want to try to make some sort of false claim that I don't know, but that's the problem. I've had it. Like, it's impossible to practice with. And so now you're just a spectator. So then you're going to, okay, do you spectate all week and then think that the timing is going to be good game day because you can get through the game? Like, I think it's going to be a few weeks.
Okay, so that's Baldy, former NFL offensive lineman, Joe, talking about it.
I just would be so overly cautious. I would. That's the way I would view this. So overly cautious. This is a franchise quarterback. But like, I just don't see what the rush is. And it's you're 2-0. If you were 0-2, I would understand the sense of urgency. Even if you were 1-1 and you were wanting to make the argument, hey, like, this is a big swing game. It's a division game. You know, we only won one of our NFC West games last year. We got one win earlier this year. You're 2-0. It's okay. A week 3 loss, even if Mac looks terrible, isn't the worst thing in the world. I don't understand what the sense of urgency is.
I'm going to hear from Lo Neal in a second. We're going to hear from Lo Neal in a second.
Do you agree with me on that?
I am 1,000% locked up. But we just heard from Baldy there that he's saying, hey, you can't practice with it. But if Brock is practicing with it, then does that mean that it's, you know...
Joe, I would say today is an important... Like, is he back out there today?
Right.
What does he look like back out there today?
It's how it responds, right?
Right.
And that's going to be the question going forward. And again, why are we talking about this so much? Because of the style of play Brock plays with. He is a mobile quarterback, all right? This guy uses his legs to create magic.
Yes.
And that's what makes him special. That's what makes him the highest paid player in the history of the organization, because he does things like he did in week one, rolling out, throwing a little prayer shot to Jake Tonjes. He makes an incredible play. That's what makes Brock, Brock. And if he loses any of that, the NFL is a very unforgiving league. You lose a step, oh, they'll get right after you. I don't care what team it is. It could be the Saints. It could be the Chiefs. It could be the Eagles. Every single team is loaded with exceptional talent that can get to you. Like, I didn't even hear of Carl Granderson before last week. Guy was incredible. Looked like the best player on the field sometimes. He was great. So this is a very unforgiving thing. So if he loses a step due to this turf toe, I have major concerns. And then if that happens with a shaky offensive line, we'll see with Connor Colby, we'll see with Trent Williams and how this thing goes going forward. Yeah, I'm going to have major concerns and question marks around the organization. And considering, you know, this team's past with quarterback play and injured quarterbacks, that'd be another big red X as far as I'm concerned of how they handle this thing. But we have someone that wants to chime in on this. You may know him. You may love him. You may hate him. I choose to love, and I do. Robin Sambruno joins us now. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, dog?
Hey, look, we got to be real about it, man. Purdy seen that performance from Mac Jones. Purdy seen the way Kyle embraced Mac Jones. It was sort of like the way Kyle embraced him.
Oh, no, Rob. Gone.
I think what he was alluding to was that, you know, he got his job because of injury and opportunity, and then he ran with it, and maybe he's feeling, not insecure, but, you know, threatened, if you will. I guess that's what Rob is getting
at.
I'd
be kind of insane after one game. Like, let's keep it a buck. Like, the Trey and Jimmy thing, Trey was going to be out for the season, and Jimmy was going to be out for maybe the season. I guess he maybe could have played in the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl had they reached there, but he was basically out for the whole year, too.
If sports has taught me anything, it's that nothing's insane when it comes to a guy taking someone else's job because of injury. But in this situation, the amount of money invested into an individual will buy him more opportunities than anyone else. We see this with draft picks. Like, why did you hang on to Jake Moody as long as you did? Well, because you invested in the draft capital of a third-round pick.
Joe, Nick Foles took over for Carson Wentz and won a damn Super Bowl and was the MVP. And they said, see you later. Deuces. He had the greatest run in the history of the organization and said, yeah, go have fun in Jacksonville. Because why?
Well, Wentz was also going to be the MVP that league.
He was also, but he was an investment too.
No doubt.
And at,
no
one point, doubt. And at one point, let's be fair here. If we're talking and do the compare and contrast with Carson Wentz, at one point, Brock Purdy looked like he was poised to win an MVP. At one point.
Yeah.
And things change, and I understand
guys fall in and out of
exactly.
favor. You know, like, I mean, Jared Goff's career has taken so many turns over the years. So, like, I understand. And plus, just, like, the competitor in you doesn't want to see someone else go out there in your spot. You know, Brady would talk about this all the time. Like, I didn't want my backup taking any snaps at practice.
No.
I didn't want them thinking that that guy could do what I'm doing.
And there's ways to go about it now, too. And Joe Flacco, I think, like, got, like, flack for this, lack of a better word. Joe Flacco got flack for this because he was basically saying last year, he was like, I'm trying to win a job. Like, I'm not trying to be these guys like best friends or anything like that. And now, you know, if I'm the backup and I'm in the film room, I'm going to, you know, be helpful. I'm going to be useful in that. But I'm trying to keep this starting job. I'm trying to be that guy. Brett Favre, same thing. When he knew his replacement was drafted, he's like, hey, that's Aaron Rodgers right there. But I'm not trying to hand him the keys to the car right now. I still got something left in the tank, but that's what makes those guys so special, right? That's what makes Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks is to have that chip on your shoulder constantly, to have that, you know, the back of your mind, hey, someone could be pushing me out the door real quick. Same with, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, as you mentioned, with Tom Brady out there, Jacoby Brissett, who ended up being the third string there. Like, he started to see the writing on the wall that maybe, you know, they wanted to move on from him in the relationship with Belichick. There was a lot baked in there, but these guys are wired different. And you have to be wired different to play that position. And Brock, he might not be different, but Brock is such an aw shucks guy. I don't really have a good feel for him when it comes to that stuff yet.
Like, I don't think he's aw shucks. I think he's got, like, insane, hyper-focused competitor in him.
I think he is part of that. I don't think he's a Tom Brady-level psycho Tom, like, yelling at the sidelines to all these people.
To be where he's at and to do what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And what he did, I think you're underestimating his compete level.
I'm not underestimating his competition. I don't know the person Brock Purdy when it comes to the insecurities at the quarterback position.
I think
what
he's cutthroat, and I think they all are. I think you have to be to be who he is. I don't think Jimmy G had that same cutthroat tenacity.
Maybe not. Maybe. But he did get into it with Kyle a lot.
Jimmy?
On the sideline, yes.
He did
snap at the head coach a lot. So there was some tension there.
That was more Jimmy tantrums after performance. I view them so different in terms of work ethic and dedication to the craft.
Okay, so we heard from Brian Ballinger.
And leadership.
No, and again, 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Should Brock play this week if he's practicing? And we're saying he's limited in practice. Should he play if he goes up to the coach, Kyle Shanahan, and said, hey, coach, I'm good to go. Doctors have cleared me. Should Kyle play him? 888-957-9570.
Well, the last time that they let a guy go back out there with a lower body injury where he wasn't 100% right was Jimmy G with the high ankle sprain. I mean, he came out there against the Dolphins. It was one of the worst games I've ever seen in my life. Now it was a lower body quarterback.
Quarterback specific, yes.
Now, he also obviously hurt his shoulder. Jimmy G did the year after that. You know, quarterbacks take a pounding as the season goes on. So if you can have an opportunity to catch your breath for a couple of weeks and get some semblance of right, I would do that and just allow, and I get it. Like, you don't want to give anyone any oxygen in the backup quarterback spot to just to get any momentum going. I understand that for your own peace of mind. But they've invested $150 million. 2 weeks of Mac Jones isn't going to sway them into playing him. Now, if it's 2 months, now we have a different conversation, but not 2 weeks. 2 weeks of good play isn't going to make them all of a sudden jump off the Brock train when they've been with him for years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.